Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Going to be out at the Snooks in Warrington tomorrow. We originally were going to be there on Friday. We're doing that tomorrow, Thursday from 10 until 1. Martin, Frank, Cam Jansen will be there. Stop on by, say hello. Our Snooks World Tour continues.
Buy some of that Schnucks ice cream. It's going to be 110 degrees all weekend. Get some nice, cool food.
My favorite part about the Schnucks remote is when Frank does a little shopping. Well, if we're on this side of the cash register, I think it's free, right? As long as, like, if we eat it on this side and then we leave later without those items, I think it's free.
It was nice.
Last one, where were we?
O'Fallon, Illinois.
What a spread.
It is nice because what O'Fallon, Illinois did, and if the manager of Warrington is, just happens to be listening right now, it's nice when you drive up there and you get to the set, and there's already food there. I got there last Friday. There's already a plate of donuts and some pastries out on the table. That's nice.
Well, in addition to feeding us, if you want to feed your family, you want some, maybe some fruit this time.
Martin, let's focus more on us. I would like a plate of ribs, personally sent to me by Schnucks. Obviously, they'll
sent
be able to do that.
Sent to the studio is what you would like.
Only on the Schnucks remote days.
For all your needs, maybe a plate of strawberries, watermelon, something kind of fresh and light this time of year.
They have great pineapple.
And now Sugar Fire being offered up at
all Schnucks.
Yeah.
Boy.
In the stores, you can get it already made. You don't have to do any of the cooking. And the new Bud Light beer, the Gloria beer, is available at Schnucks. Stop by and see them. And if you want to take it to the bank, take it to the bank. Text in at 855-282-8255. Our good friends at Triad Bank, located in Frontenac. They're one block west of Lindbergh on Clayton Road, real close to that Highway 64 Lindbergh exit. Not happy with your current bank? Stop by and see them or go online, triadbanking.com, St. Louis-based bank. If you want to get a business loan, stop by and talk to Jim Regna. Anybody on the team there, they'll be happy to help you out, our friends at Triad Bank.
All right, the Denver Broncos report today for physicals, and Drew Lock is not going to be there. The second-round pick is unsigned, and he's holding out for quarterback money in this draft, and yet the Broncos are trying to sign him to the same type of deal that an offensive lineman they picked also in the second round. So this will be interesting because you'd think that, you know, what Drew wants to be in there as early as possible, learning the offense, trying to become a factor right away, but unsigned as we speak.
Well, I think he's highly motivated, too, to quiet Strickland, I believe.
That's right.
I think that's kind of his mantra. When he gets to camp, it's quiet Strickland. This is the time of year I miss having an NFL team. I mean, I do. I liked going to Macomb. I liked going to camp. I thought it was less interesting when it was in Earth City. Easier to cover, but the trips to Macomb, just kind of away from everything. It's before we had a lot of technology and the station couldn't always reach you. And
yeah,
you'd be just kind of, I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'm getting a Warner sit down. I'll have to call back tomorrow.
I will say that. I say this. You earned your money when you were in Macomb because you had the two-a-days. It was 100-degree weather. There was no shade at all. And you were turning packages and doing live shots. I mean, that was work. But that's the one great thing about Macomb was the food. Oh, my goodness.
The only thing I didn't like is they listed the calories on everything. Yeah. And you didn't necessarily want to know, did you?
Well, the crab legs on Tuesday, always, you know, a bunch of steaks, all the ice cream, all-you-can-eat buffet every night, just quality food. Boy, I loved it.
And God bless the career football journalist, Howard Balzer, who early in camp would always announce, "Hey, guys, Crab Day looks like it's coming up. It's going to be July 25th. He would, kind of like Frank did with the lobster in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
It was targeted early by a career pro like Howard. I do. I miss going to Macomb.
All right. Let's see. Quick word about the Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa, look no further than the Gatesworth. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The food is outstanding. The activities are just unbelievable. There's always something going on at the Gatesworth. Brian, do you want to read a few texts in our...
This is the honorary Chuck Marlowe text that came in.
You know, I've noticed, you know, last 2 days, Martin, text. I think it's on you now.
No.
Texts aren't being read as often when you're in studio.
No, you said that it was kind of buffering for a little bit there. So we're now up
it is. Yeah, mine is. Frank's... Zip Whip can have issues sometimes. My dad used to tell me that Gibson threw at somebody in the on-deck circle one time. I never knew if it was true or not, but it sounds like something he would do. Tim Van Gelder saying that is a bad move for Drew Lock. holding out for more
money. It just makes no sense. If it was a few million, of course you hold out and you try to get your agent have it worked out. $100,000, you show the team a good faith and go, I don't care about the money. I'm here to work. And then you get make your money on the back end. This is not how you embrace, you know, the Denver Broncos culture and have the coaches and veterans look at you and not show up because of $100,000. That to me, you can't do that as a rookie.
I know it's agent driven, but for the player,
yes,
that's got to be awkward too when you're the new guy.
Oh yeah,
you walk in that whole first day of school thing, even though you've played at a high level and, you know, been in a big time university. That's still got to be a little weird. That first day you walk in, oh, coming in now, huh? Yeah. Missed a couple of days. We were out here sweating, buddy. But he's got Tom Condon, who I think knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's been proven.
We had the first critique in the new Open. SLU basketball over Mizzou football on the intro. Come on, Frank. Mizzou football is 10 times more popular than mid-major basketball. I will give you the same answer I gave Blues fans who complained about the Brower goal. Give me something to play.
And
yeah, what for, could we play for, my
for Missouri fans, I hate to say it, one university can make postseason play in their respective sport. The other cannot. So I think SLU takes relevance over Missouri just because, as of right now, Missouri kind of playing a free season. You know, it could be a great 10-2 season, but if you're not making the postseason, of course I'm more interested in SLU, and they were a better team last year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we're going to have Barry Odom on every week during the football season. We'll be the only radio station to do that, and we're excited about Mizzou football, as we talked about yesterday. But Mizzou, what did they go to last year? Was it the Liberty Bowl
in Memphis?
Yeah. Making the NCAA tournament is a little bit more noteworthy than making the Liberty Bowl. Would you agree?
Now, I would ask Mizzou fans, what famous clip, though, would you like, and, you know, among last 20, 30 years, what would you pick? Like the Henry Josie run, that was pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know what our – it would have to be the TV call. Probably can't
the
use
call
the radio call.
Wasn't spectacular. I went back and listened to that.
Because Henry Josie sealed the deal, got them to go. They beat Johnny Manziel and A&M. They beat Oklahoma and Sam Bradford. I'm trying to think of
– And that was the old Open,
Bradford,
but 2010. Was in the old Open, kickoff. So that was in it.
So we need something – after 2010, to
and
be
I tell
fair.
You what, it will be provided this year by Kelly Bryant.
How about this?
After 2010,
maybe we can talk about this tomorrow. But I have a question for Mizzou fans: would you take an 8-4 season next year with a bowl game? The NCAA overturns it, and you get a bowl game, whether it's the Liberty Bowl or a 10-2 season, but no bowl game.
You get that because it's so Mizzou to win 10 games and not have.
I'm kind of curious how you view.
It's got to be an 8-4
You know what that is? That's a great question.
Yeah. I think
might
you
put
could
that
make
on Twitter
a case
as a poll.
Yeah, you could make a case for that 10-2. You really could.
Oh man, just the excitement level though of a. I bash the bowls a lot, but playing a season without any bowl implication to me that takes a lot out of it.
I think I'd still take the 10-2.
Yeah.
If I had to pick.
Yeah,
that.
I see a winning team. Yeah, but then you can make a lot of excuses.
It
well,
also
of
means,
course, they win 10 games. We can't make the postseason.
But along the way, that means 10 of those 12 Saturdays, I saw either a great game or an exciting win. I think as
yeah,
an Mizzou
8-4
fan,
may put you right back in the Liberty Bowl, right?
And if you're Barry Odom, he's the one I would love on the lie detector. He'd probably take the 10-2, wouldn't he? As far as recruiting, hey, it was a tough blow for us. We didn't get to go to the Liberty Bowl or the Independence Bowl, but we went 10-2.
You see, Howard, Martin is advocating that the Tigers will probably go 8-4 here.
No. I believe what I'm saying is if they have to settle for 10-2. We'll settle for that. Cardinals.com for all your ticket needs.
All your ticket needs. Martin, they host the Astros the weekend of the 26th to the 28th. That's in July with great giveaways all series long, including a 2004 mystery player jersey presented by Cooper Tires. Go to cardinals.com/promotions. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly. They're doing the anniversary thing again, so the 15-year anniversary of the 2004 team. So next year would be the...
This
What's
is the,
next
this
year?
Is the 15th year. Next year...
2020? I mean, it's the year of Martin, of course. But 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, that's not going
to
be good.
Is it the 35th anniversary of the 85?
But 65,
I like that,
75,
though, the year of Martin, 2020.
Hey,
it's a big... Can we get a promo with Walt? Hey, one of my great sponsors is Offenburg Hyundai. They're located in O'Fallon, Illinois. You guys were over in O'Fallon last week, not far from downtown St. Louis. It's an Al McInnis Slap Shot. Stop by and see them or go online. It's OffenbergHyundai.com. Award-winning cars with the great service you would expect with the Offenburg name. Greenmount Road, that's the exit right off Highway 64, OffenbergHyundai.com. Hollywood Casino Press Box tomorrow coming your way from Warrenton. We'll see you at the Schnucks.